Our next guests are Joseph Stevenson and Kenny Larson, and they are from, they are the co-founders of Neon Brand, and they're going to talk to us a little bit about 10 little known things to help you with your website rankings.
I think I'm mic'd up or is it on?
So I'm going to stand over here. So.
All right, well, thanks for having us today. I get to use the stand because I've got my broken, which is partially why I get to talk today because I'm not much good at the office, so I get to come and hang out with you guys. So I just want to thank everybody who talked before us. It actually was perfect, perfect introduction to kind of what we're going to be talking about. So I wanted to kind of just do a really quick activity. If everyone wants to stand up for just a second.
Everybody has stretched.
Lengthening here.
So, if you or the company you work for, depending on your position, own a website, stay standing. Oh, sorry. Okay, good. If you guys have a Facebook fan page, then stay standing. And Twitter? Good. YouTube? These are all fan pages. Okay, perfect. If you are, oh, sorry, I'm still going. Just a couple more. Okay. If you contribute to a blog, either your own, or somebody else's on a monthly basis. Yeah, you can stand back up. Let's see if I can do a couple harder ones. I have a couple that I know everybody will probably sit down on. So if you have a Webmaster Tools profile for your website, that gets a lot of people. If you don't know, you probably don't. You have to send it. Okay, good. This one might kill everybody. If you contribute to Wikipedia.
Stand up.
You're the winner, you get 10 bucks. All right. So all right, good. So we're gonna talk today. It's entitled 10 little known things you can do to improve your website rankings. We're talking about rankings in the search engines. And kind of before we get started, the number one thing you need to know whenever you're doing SEO or search engine optimization is you can't cheat the system. No matter how smart your SEO guy is or you are, there's always somebody at Google that's smarter and will figure out what you're doing. And as soon as they do, they'll just can your site. So don't ever cheat. Just keep it clean, keep it simple, do everything the right way, and then you'll never have to worry about getting banned. So we'll kind of launch into some of these. They'll actually be pretty familiar, some of them. We'll try to kind of go into some details that will hopefully remind you, and if you already know it, great. So the first one, where is it? So the first one is Google Plus. Google Plus is, it's not really that new anymore. It's been new in the past couple of years, and everybody's familiar with Google Maps, and the Google Maps listings, if you go and Google something like San Diego Dermatology, if you see the results that come up, and it has a little upside down teardrop, those are Google Maps. And if you click on the link, it'll take you to Google Plus page. And so the easiest way to know if you're good to go on Google Plus is go find yourself. And if you go to the page, on the right-hand side, the bar, it'll say manage this page. If you click on it, if you're already set up, it'll just take you right to the page. And if you're not, they'll just call your phone number right then, verify that it's you, and then you're good to go. The biggest thing that you want to make sure you do with Google Plus is make sure that it's 100% complete, and it'll tell you, they have a little bar on the right-hand side, and it should tell you how complete your profile is, so you need to put like about 10 pictures, 5 videos, your office hours, things like that, and they'll walk you through it, it's really simple, and once you have a completely 100% completed profile, then you can start putting links on your emails, things like that. Please review our site. You know, we had some previous presenters talk about getting reviews, and so as you do that, that'll actually help your rankings in Google directly with places.
Cool, and just so everybody knows, I get feedback. He's Joseph, I'm Kenny. We appreciate everybody dressing up today. We dressed up too. You should see us on Casual Friday. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about Facebook. It's already been talked about. I think it was Jake, or around somewhere, talked a lot about some of the power of Facebook. All of you stayed standing during the Facebook presentation. So some of the things that we do when we're talking about Facebook and SEO is to make sure, A, that you have a page and that's set up, and make sure you have good engaging profile pictures and things that are colorful and that are branded according to your marketing scheme. Do those effective things so that at least you have a presence. And then beyond that, more and more, Google knows, because when we're talking about search engine optimization, Google owns about 70% of the market share. So if Google's doing it, Yahoo, Bing, the other ones that are following are probably going to do it too. So Google knows that social is important. And what Google's looking for is they want to deliver the best results to the people who type in the keywords. And how do they do that? Well, they don't know you personally, so they can only see what's on the internet and try to decide whether or not you're good or not. And what a better place to do that than on social media. So Google's looking at social media. They're looking at all your Facebook pages, and they see your posts, and they see if they're engaging, if people are liking you, if you have just a good presence. And they're going to give you points up in the scale on your SEO rankings. Now, you don't want to overdo it with Facebook and SEO as far as trying to target special keywords in your posts. That Google's onto that. They don't care about that anymore. They want to see good, relevant information given to your clientele. And like Jake also mentioned, the 80-20 rule is so important. People do not like people who talk about themselves all day long. So find out who your market is. Facebook gives you really awesome insights on who likes your page. Find out what those people like and tailor your content that you're delivering to those people to things that they like other than your own brand. 80-20 rule is very important in Facebook. So,
all right, the next thing we want to talk about is contributing to related websites. And so these could be health journals in this instance, or like I talked about earlier, Wikipedia. Now, quality is going to be the most important thing anytime you're contributing somewhere. So if you're going to just try to spam, then obviously nobody's going to want your content and it's not going to work. But if you have some good quality content, maybe even just some journal excerpts or things like that that would actually be valuable to other people, they'll actually ask you. Usually they'll come to you and ask you to be a guest blogger for them on their site, or you can contact them if they're related. And doing that, most of the time they'll either link back to you, which is valuable, or even they'll just talk to you and you'll get referrals that way. But at this stage of search engine optimization, I'm sure you've all heard, get back links all the time. It's not as important as it used to be. It's still important, but it's not like it used to be. So as you're contributing to sites, make sure you have high quality and everything else will follow.
The next thing Google's looking for is relevant content on your website and new content on your website. And what has been decided, and you all probably have one, or many of you stay standing, is you have blogs. That's the best way to keep new content on your website. Google's looking for that all the time. They want to see that you're not just some old website that's been forgotten about, or maybe you're closed, and maybe you're not even open anymore. So Google looks at that and they say, well, if they aren't doing anything on their website, well, maybe we don't need to rank those people as important because nobody's going to go look at their site anymore. So keeping a relevant blog that talks about the things that are going on in your practice, maybe they're talking about things that are just relevant in your industry. Writing good articles that can be later used to contribute things like Wikipedia. You write something that's really intense and really good about some new service you're offering. You can go and link to yourself on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is open source. Anybody can contribute. There's approval processes. But if you're writing good, relevant content on your blog, then Google takes that and gives you more points and scoots you up in the search engine rankings.
So, yes, about YouTube. YouTube is a great place to put your videos, especially testimonial videos. So if you have your patients come into your practice, get a video of them. You just pull out your iPhone, or if you've got video of them, put it on there. We've had a lot of our clients that's all they actually do is just take out their phone, video, and half the time when they have referrals come in, they say, oh yeah, I was on YouTube, I was looking for something completely different, and I saw a testimonial video, and they came in because, they saw it, and it was real, and it wasn't acted out. And so, you can do a lot more than testimonial videos, though, if you do commercials, if anything you do media-related that could be posted on there, just post it on your YouTube page. You can really build a following and create your own voice that way.
On top of that, and we've actually talked to Paul about this too, your iPhones and all these iOS, or all these mobile devices, have cameras that shoot 1080 video. It's no longer a big deal to shoot a quick video of your testimonials. There's actually a little thing for the iPhone, and I think they make it for Android devices too, but it's called the Glyph. It's a little tripod mount for your iPhone to stick in. So you can use your iPhone right there when they're walking out the door, take a quick video, upload it to your YouTube channel. It's a great way to include links and get more feedback to your website. Next thing we're going to talk about is online directories. So there are thousands of online directories, some of the most popular ones being Yellow Pages, Google Places, Yelp is an online directory. There's the major ones. But then there's also tons of thousands of smaller online directories. Well, the purpose of going out and listing yourself in the directories is building those backlinks almost. That's where you're listed all over the place. Google's scanning every site that exists out there. And when they see your site pop up in different places and these different directories, it's a simple, most of the time free, way to get your link out there more. There are some directories that cost money, and they cost a lot of money sometimes, especially for doctor practices and things like that. They can cost $250 one time or monthly, it can get expensive. Those ones have higher rankings, so if you have the budget to invest in those kind of directories, it's usually worth it. But just the free ones, having your web address out there on the different directories out that exist on the internet definitely helps increase your rankings.
And kind of a side note on rankings too, a directory could be Yelp, obviously, as an example. And Google will actually track your reviews in Yelp and take that into account as they're ranking your places page. So I've actually seen them track reviews from sites like Arizona Highways, just all kinds of different places. So as you get out there in the directories and things like that, they'll actually crawl those for you. So Webmaster Tools, I mentioned that when I had everybody stand up. If you don't have a Webmaster Tools account, go and get one. It's free. Just Google Webmaster Tools. It'll pull up front, the first one, obviously. And it's super easy to set up. They'll just give you a code snippet. You put it in your website or have your developer do it. And basically what that does is it tracks the health of your site overall. So they'll tell you if your pages are loading too slow. They'll tell you if there's any pages that are broken. They'll let you submit a sitemap so that they know about all your pages. And we've seen sites just from submitting sitemaps that have gone up 2 or 3 pages in ranking just because they let Google know exactly the importance of all their pages, which ones they wanted indexed, which ones they didn't, just from using the tools. So if you don't have it, get it. It's free. It's a great tool.
Like somebody else mentioned too, Joe said the sitemaps. If you guys aren't familiar with sitemaps, when you Google sometimes, and there's the top result, and then there's usually like 6 sublinks underneath there. Those are called sitemaps, and the way people get those is by submitting a sitemap to Webmaster Tools. And like somebody else mentioned previously, that can be a big deal because the first result can take up a fourth of the page. And if you have one of those, you want to make sure you're the one taking up a fourth of the page, so everybody else gets bumped down off the page there. Another relevant thing, or another relevant way of promoting your site via search engine optimization is news sites. Now, Twitter falls under the umbrella of social media.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. XML or RSS, either one works as well.
And Webmaster Tools helps walk you through that too. But Twitter, it often falls under the umbrella of social media, but it also falls under the umbrella of news releases. Lots of people follow or are on Twitter for that very reason alone. And like Joe, he was just taking a picture for our Twitter account because this is kind of an exciting thing. You know, we're out at a conference telling people about what we do. So it's an easy way, simple. It's not like Facebook. It's a different beast completely. You can post short little updates, maybe what's going on today, or it can be relevant or unrelevant to your practice. It's just a way to release quick information, quick updates about what's going on in your practice. Other ways, which have been previously mentioned as well, are press releases. There's fancy ways of doing press releases, which I forget your name, but she talked about. She talked about how you can have your own portal on some of these sites where you can track all your press releases, and that's great. There's also lots of other sites out there where you can go submit a 300-word article, maybe you wrote a blog post, maybe you're repurposing a blog post, which has been mentioned before. You submit those press releases out there, and again, it's another thing where Google's out there scanning the internet, and they're looking for where you're at, and when they find you on these different press release sites, they count those points in your favor, and it bumps you up the rankings for those keywords that are important to you again. So news is a relevant way of increasing your SEO ranks.
And obviously, time investment isn't that big of a deal, because I tweeted in about 10 seconds. And he's presenting right now, took a picture, so it's not a big deal, right? So, one of the last items I want to talk about is just good quality content. So, we've all been to blogs and sites before where it looks like they either just copied and pasted something that they saw somewhere else, or they didn't take any time on it. You can always tell if somebody's put some effort into something or if they haven't. So, it's really tempting, especially when there's so much to do, to cheat on some of it or to kind of not put very much effort into it. So one of the biggest things that we really try to stress when we're talking to people is to put the time in that it takes to get the best quality that you can. Because like you've seen with Melanie's website and with her practice, when you put a lot of time into something into your brand, making sure that it looks nice, you're gonna look good from every angle and it's gonna completely pay off. So that's one of the hardest things. We just wanted to touch on that because it's so hard as you get going to not want to try to just hurry it up a little. Cut the cost, cut the time down. You don't want to do that. It'll come back to bite you.
And then the last thing, along with repeating it all, is consistency. Making sure that you're doing this stuff on a regular basis. We have lots of clients that sign up for search engine optimization. And just to be clear, and for those who may not be familiar, search engine optimization is dealing with Google search results that are in the white. Things in the yellow, people are paying for those ads. Usually they're at the top and down the bar on the site. So we're talking about organic search results. These are not paid people. You cannot go to Google and say, hey, I want to be number one in the white space. It's not going to happen. That's all organic, and that's what we're talking about. And we have lots of clients who we help them get all the way ranked up to the top, and they say, great, now I'm done. That's not how it works. It's a thing that you have to constantly keep up on. You have to do this stuff every month. And every piece of it every month. You have to be constantly doing more because your competitors are out there doing the same thing. And the second you stop, the second they're just going to exceed your rankings and take you over. And just on the last slide here, we kind of broke down the hours it might take somebody to do all those things we mentioned. You can see it's pretty significant. If you were to take time out of every month and spend this amount on each one of the different things we've talked about, it'd come up to about 53 hours, give or take, depending on how fast you are. And when you think about it in terms of maybe paying an employee to do something like that, maybe you hire a $15 an hour employee to run your social media and to run all these different things for SEO. Well, when it's $15 an hour and it's 53 hours, it comes to something like $700-something a month. So if you're thinking that might be your budget, then you just count on it every month. You say, okay, this is the money that I'm going to invest into my search engine optimization. It's going to be done every month. I'm just going to count it as part of my marketing strategy. It's going to help increase my rankings. It works, and we've seen it with numerous clients. When you're doing these things right, like Joe mentioned, you can't cheat Google. They know everything. they have so much more data than any of us know. There's no way to cheat them. You can't go out and buy a bunch of links to your site anymore, which used to be totally popular just a few years ago. You'd buy a bunch of links for $20, and all of a sudden you jump up to the top of your rankings. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. Google knows. They know better, and they want you to be doing relevant, good things so that they can deliver the best results to the searcher. And these are 10 of the many things you can do, but they're definitely the top things to start with. So if
you guys want any of these notes, they're on our blog. So you just go to neonbrand.com. The whole thing's transcribed to you on there. It's neonbrand.com, so they're just on the shirt. And we'll have this all transcribed.
Any line?
Yeah.
Where will it be?
It'll be the first one on there. So that way, if you have any notes you missed, you can just grab it off there.
Thank you.
Thank you.